For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can watch Andy Staples on YouTube. You can even hear Andy Staples talk about the bubble of the NCAA tournament. I got to admit, Andy, I know you're new to morning stuff. 8 o'clock is when the Andy Staples Show airs on Three's YouTube channel. I don't know why it was a culture shock to me, but bubble conversation. How'd you deal with that?
Oh, listen, we got to pretend to be experts on college basketball in 3 weeks.
Nobody knows, man.
So we need to know. Yeah, and you're right. Nobody knows anything. Although UConn's really good, so that makes it pretty easy.
But they're not on the bubble.
Yeah.
But
no,
UConn's not on the bubble. It's not football where there's only four teams and you lose once and all of a sudden, all right, are they going to get in? Like, I don't know. It's kind of funny. I would love to pour truth serum down everybody's throat in the committee room during the football conversation, and Georgia lost. Didn't most people think that Georgia was still the best team?
I would imagine that a few did. I in this particular case, I don't know that they definitely felt that way. But yeah, it's very interesting. And you always wonder, like, what if Vegas did it? Well, if Vegas did it, Georgia was still in the one seed.
Yeah, no
and
question.
You know, after watching the Orange Bowl, you're like, it could have been.
I don't know.
But no, the basketball bowl is fun because, like, in my past life, I covered a lot more college basketball.
Right.
So, like, Steve Forbes at Wake Forest, you know, got to know him when he was assistant at Tennessee. Just a great, great guy.
Yep.
And so now he's trying to get, you know, they got that quad one win just because Florida won the other day. And so the December win helps them out. But they got to, you know, they got to win these next few or they ain't going to make it.
Yeah, the ACC's got a bunch of teams. Look, I've been talking about how the ACC, honestly, in my opinion, and I'm trying to be honest about these things, it's not that the ACC is so much better than people gave it credit. I think that we're judging it against conferences that have gamed the system, and I'm talking to you, Big 12, because the math they have cracked the math code, and we thought we would have gotten somebody smart from Georgia Tech to figure this out. Like, yeah, why are you guys scheduling good teams? Just schedule trash, beat them like crazy, and then your power rankings look good.
It's not pure trash. It has to be decent teams from not great conferences that you can crush. That seems to be the real code.
Ooh,
there.
It's a lot of teams in the 200s on the Big 12's schedule. It's really all right. We didn't decide to do this based on our basketball conversation. So let's get to the thing that really jumped out at me yesterday. And it was a good thing we were running a taped interview with John Feinstein when I first saw your story. This is a true story because we had John to talk about the late Lefty Drizel. And that interview's running. And thankfully, I talked to John, and it's 15 minutes minimum. And all of a sudden, I'm reading your story on Three about how Florida State has an opening now to potentially negotiate their way out of the league. I'm going to let you explain it, but I always thought that when Florida State filed their lawsuit with all of the things they mentioned in it, that it was always designed to bring the Atlantic Coast Conference to the bargaining table to negotiate a settlement and their exit. But you pointed out something in your piece yesterday that the ACC might have opened the door for that in a lawsuit filed Friday.
Well, I think the civil court system in general is probably designed to get the parties to the table to negotiate their own settlement. Like they don't really want you to go to trial.
Right.
And I think in this case, neither side can afford to go to trial. I think that the probability of a verdict either direction, not entirely sure, but it's not zero for either party. And if Florida State were to lose a trial, they are stuck in the ACC forever because, well, I'm 2036, because at that point, then you can say, well, unless you want to give us $500 million, then we're good here. And then if the ACC were to lose at trial, everybody could just walk.
Yeah.
And so you can't afford to have either outcome. So they're gonna have to negotiate at some point. And so what was interesting is in this court filing that the ACC made in the Florida case, because remember there's two, the ACC sued in North Carolina, Florida State sued in Florida. And so the ACC in this court filing is actually rebutting one of Florida State's claims. So Florida State had claimed that the being required to buy back your television rights from the grant of rights is too punitive.
Right.
And the ACC is saying it's not punitive at all. It is simply you could either be a member, or the alternative to being a member is buy your rights back. And I believe the turn of phrase their attorneys used was, it's simply a commercial possibility.
Right.
Which I thought was very elegant. Very elegant phrase. But the thing is, and look, we've seen a grant of rights get negotiated. We saw it with the Texas-Oklahoma exit from the Big 12 a year early, go to the SEC. So it's not like this doesn't exist, this concept doesn't exist, but the ACC, in trying to protect that grant of rights, in spending years not letting anybody see it, they wanted it to seem that it was impossible to get out of, that there was no way, not even buying your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've said in a court that you can buy your way out. All that means is there's a number. The question is, what's the number? And then the Florida State attorneys have estimated that between the exit fees and the amount of TV rights, the max number would be like $572 million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your ceiling. Your floor is zero, because that's what Florida State is saying. It's saying these are unenforceable penalties.
Right.
If we win the lawsuit, it's zero. The floor is not really zero. Like, if you told Florida State today, you're out of the ACC if you pay us $150 million, they will raise the money and wire it by the end of the day.
Right.
So that's probably the real floor. So somewhere between those two numbers is the number they're going to land on, because I don't think either one can afford to go to trial.
Andy Staples is with us from On3, and a great piece, and you can also catch Andy. And by the way, go get the archive show on YouTube where you talked about this with the folks from Warchant, who are great people as well. I don't know, maybe I'm looking at this from the wrong position, but I don't believe the ACC can afford to settle. I think if they settle, then it's a line at the door with all of the other schools who
100%.
Also want
that's
out.
That's happening anyway. They're not. That's not going to stop.
But if those they people, win the
we
lawsuit...
already know those schools want out.
If right. No, I'm... So many of these of the parts of this conversation are given. You're like, Clemson would like to go. Miami would probably like to go. North Carolina, although based on recent decisions at the state legislature, North Carolina would like to go, but attached to them by a pretty strong lanyard is also NC State. Which, I don't know, maybe that won't be an issue, but clearly the state ledge is trying to protect the interest of the Wolfpack here. So there are a lot of schools that would like to go, but if the ACC allows Florida State to go, then ultimately they're going to lose, more than likely, a good chunk of those schools, which means the ACC ceases to exist. So I think they're better off in terms of just, hey, we think that the grant of rights is ironclad, it will hold up in court, and this league will stay together unless all conferences are gone by 2036.
Okay, so here is the alternative to that, though. If the ACC were to lose a trial, it doesn't exist anymore anyway.
Right, agreed.
And it gets nothing out of it. So your Boston Colleges, your Syracuses, your Wake Forest get nothing.
So? No offense to them.
Well,
wait. I wouldn't hang on to the league based on them.
Well, you ready for the alternative, though?
Okay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You do allow people out, and people with a number, with a big number, we're talking 300, 350 million plus.
Right.
And the people who have invites to the SEC or the Big Ten, or who can get invites to the SEC or the Big Ten, will pay that. If the SEC or Big Ten does not want anybody else, well, they won't pay it. So everybody who's left there now gets left there with a pile of cash.
Right.
A big pile of cash. Because let's say if the number is $350 million and four teams leave, that's $1.4 billion in cash right now. Time value of money, you can do some stuff with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, there's no question.
So you probably make yourself a stronger conference than you would be if you were to just lose the case. Because if you just lose the case, then it just all dissipates. But if you make the price sufficiently high enough, nobody's leaving for the Big 12. You're only leaving if you can go to the Big 10 or the SEC.
Right,
and
that's
the number.
Nobody's leaving. If leaving for the Big 12 would be like the dumbest thing ever. Because ultimately,
well,
you're leaving for the same deal.
You lose so much money. But the thing is, if you can leave for a full share in the SEC or the Big 10, which
yeah.
I do think there are schools in the ACC that would have that option, then over the – because I don't think anybody – like I know the Florida State suit says it would apply retroactively to 23 and they would be out before the 24 – no, nobody's leaving before the 24 season. Schedules are made.
Right.
That's done. But let's say before the 25 season. If that were to happen, you have 11 years left on the ACC deal. You're going to make 35 to 40 million more in the SEC or the Big Ten. It's kind of break even at that point.
All right, let me ask you this, Andy Staples from On3. How many ACC schools – have the soft landing of either the Big Ten or the SEC?
That's the big question, because you have to kind of wonder with the Big Ten and the SEC now working together as a, what do they call it? An advisory group. What's the master plan? Like, I don't think they actually have a master
plan. They should have called it the Alliance. Let's be honest. That would have
been
funny.
Funnier. Yeah. Yes. But I don't know. I don't think they have a master plan. I really don't. I don't think they're going into this planning on, we're going to create a Super League and you're going to be the AFC, mm-hmm. you're going to be the NFC. I don't think they're actually planning that. That doesn't mean I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Right.
It's just, it may just, that's common sense once things move forward is how it has to happen. But I would say Florida State and Clemson, by virtue of their football brands. And the thing, and then UNC obviously is coveted by the Big Ten and the SEC. That is no secret. It has been
right.
that way for a long time. UVA is actually coveted by the SEC and the Big Ten. I also personally, this is just me.
Right.
I'm not speaking for TV executives anywhere, but I would find it hard to believe that there's a version of big time college football that wouldn't include Virginia Tech and NC State. I just feel like those programs are the right fit
right.
for big time football. They act like it. Their fans are, ridiculous. They're awesome. Like, I think that would be a crime if they weren't involved in it. So, I think, and we know, like you mentioned, the UNC and NC State thing, Virginia and Virginia Tech have been tied at the hip since Virginia helped Virginia Tech into the ACC.
Yeah.
They're going to protect one another.
They were a hostile helper, but yes, they did not want Virginia Tech initially, but John Castine,
but
the governor at the time, said, they're in, otherwise we're voting no.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And so I imagine you're going to get the same thing again. So I would hope that's what can happen. And I don't know exactly how it distributes, because it's funny, because the SEC right now, I wouldn't expand if I were them.
Mm-mm.
Like at 16, their product's pretty good. Like you look at their schedule, it's awesome. If I'm the Big Ten, though, if I'm the Fox people that are running the Big Ten, because they released their new schedule, their 24 schedule. I can't remember exactly when it was. I think it was in December.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a week or two later, the SEC released its 24 schedule. And it's like, oh, God, that's way better.
Right.
So if I'm the Fox people running the Big Ten, I would love to be able to sprinkle Florida State and Clemson across nine schedules.
Yeah, I mean, the dirty
question is, would the Big Ten presidents feel that way?
The dirty secret is that the Big Ten isn't that good a football league. It's got huge schools.
The current
Big 12, thankfully they're adding Oregon. Washington, I guess, we don't know what the future of Washington is with the coaching upheaval, but Oregon and Southern Cal automatically bring good football, and that would add to Michigan and Ohio State And I'll throw Penn State in there, but that's five of however many. And nobody else is playing really good football in that league. I've been arguing for years, I think it falls on deaf ears, that Wisconsin is one of the great frauds, the great cons on college football.
I think Luke Fickell could actually make Wisconsin one of those contenders.
Could, but really, I'm just saying that
it will depend on how they handle it.
Over the last decade, they've basically been taking advantage of the fact that the West is terrible.
Right, the West Division, which you're going to see Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois come to the rude realization that the style of football they play will not work in the Big Ten as a whole with no divisional schedule.
Yeah, it shouldn't work in America with any schedule. Gosh, it's a race to the who can score the least. If you are like the over-unders, the totals for Iowa games this year got comical. They couldn't
28.5.
They couldn't set them low enough.
They went under.
Yeah, couldn't say it. We did it every week. Oh, what's the total on Iowa? Oh, it's 29.5 under. Easy.
We picked the Iowa under on every show or every week on my show. Every single week we picked the Iowa total. We actually picked a couple overs, got them wrong. They went over twice, but we got them both wrong.
It's just so amazing. Andy Staples is joining us at Andy_Staples from On3. The show airs at 8:00 live, but you can always watch it on YouTube.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will there be conferences in 5 years, regardless of what the outcome is here? Are we going to have conferences, or are we just going to have a top flight of major college football that involves, and you said this to me about 2 years ago, about 40 teams?
That would have, when we were talking about that 2 years ago, if you'd told me the Big Ten and the SEC would be working together, I said, there's no way. It's not happening. Now that they are, I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea how it shakes out, because it was easier when Kevin Warren was the commissioner of the Big Ten, because Greg Sankey and Kevin Warren didn't get along. So you could very easily say, well, these two aren't going to work together, so they're going to always be at odds. Now that Tony Petitti is the commissioner of the Big Ten, and he and Greg Sankey seem to get along very well, I don't know where it goes. And that's what, like I said, I don't think they have a master plan right now. I know everybody wants to believe that they have this master plan. They're going to take over. They're going to, cast out these schools and include these schools. I don't think that's the plan. I think in their hearts of hearts, they would like to make this work in the most kind of traditional college football way possible. And they will find very quickly that's not going to work.
Well, they already killed
that. They're
going
to have to make all these changes. Yeah.
I mean, to even pretend, I would call BS on that in a minute. If they talk about the student athlete experience or anything like that, I'm like, come on, please stop. We're just trying to grab as much money as we can. And I don't even, until what? I mean, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger because that's what football is. But all this is a money grab. There's nothing else about it.
Well, 100%. And perhaps it's the right sizing that the top division in college football should not be 133 schools.
No.
Maybe it should be 50 schools. But even if it's 50, think about that, because you've got it's not a Power Five anymore. We had a poll on the show. We decided we're going to call it the Core Four, because the Big Ten and the SEC are different from the ACC and the Big 12. So
no
we can't
question.
Call them they can't be the Power Four, but the Core Four makes sense. But if you think about that, that's 60 with them and Notre Dame. I think it's either 65 or 66. Yeah. I'm bad at math, but That's it. So if you did 50, then a bunch of those don't make the cut either. And
no, they'll have to get rid of some of those.
Off, and it's gonna crush people.
They're gonna have to get rid of some existing schools also at some point if they want to do this. If they want to make it like legitimate top flight where it's merit based and not just hey, you used to live here, we can't get rid of you. If that's what they're
hoping.
Calling
Vanderbilt a rent control department? Vanderbilt?
Yes, exactly. Vanderbilt, Northwestern, Indiana. Wheat from chaff. Let's do it. But look, the notion that they're trying to do this in some way to resemble anything that remotely looks like tradition or No, they're just going to go full Premier League, and I'm good. I love the Premier League, so if it's all merit-based, nation states can buy schools, and we'll go from there.
Well, listen, FSU is looking for private equity.
They are. I suggested to Jim Phillips a long time ago I would have saved the league. Live ACC football. Who's saying no? Nobody's saying no to that.
Sports washing the ACC.
They don't care about the return on investment. Live Golf isn't returning.
They
don't care. They just want in. So
they do. And so just imagine that. Imagine if Jim Phillips had taken your idea and just the piles of money and Duke and Wake Forest suddenly can outspend Ohio State and Michigan. It'd be amazing.
Duke still would draw 22,000 for a football game, which is sad because the program's good. We could talk about this all day. Andy Staples at Andy_Staples on 3. Hit the show at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I know you're adjusting to the time, but I think you're doing a great job. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.